This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A major power outage left nearly 11,000 customers in the dark for about half an hour this morning in Colorado Springs' northeast side. Again, about 11,000 customers had that outage, according to Colorado Springs Utilities. It began just before 7:30, just quickly was restored. That outage stretched along powers between Dublin and Briargate Parkway and areas along Woodman between Lexington and Mark Shuffle.
And with another day of potentially record-breaking heat expected in southern Colorado today, medical professionals are urging people to take precautions. Dr. Ian Tolberg, medical director for UC Health Urgent Care, says heat stroke and exhaustion can sneak up on you without you realizing it.
One of the first things, honestly, is going to be a headache. You start just feeling that headachey and that little bit of fatigue. You're out having fun. You're like, just, I don't feel right.
Tolberg says it's important to immediately get in the shade and start drinking fluids if people start feeling bad in the sun. How long will this heat wave last? We have those details with Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Chris Larson's forecast still ahead on KRDO Morning News.
Police in Fountain investigating after a shooting victim walked into a gas station near on 25 early this morning to call police. Fountain police saying a suspect or suspects on the loose. There is no suspect description made available at this time. Sergeant Matt Davidson with the Fountain PD said the victim, in this case, is a man who was able to make it under his own power into the Love's truck stop near I-25 and Mesa Ridge to call police to report that shooting around 3 o'clock this morning.
No danger to the community at this point. We do have one individual that was transported to the hospital with a gunshot wound. At this point, we're not sure his status.
Anyone with information on this case urged to contact the Fountain Police at 382-8555.
A family in Pueblo is pleading for justice after a young father was killed in a confrontation this weekend with Denver police. Denver police officers were responding to reports of a man firing shots into an unoccupied vehicle when they got to the scene. They found 30-year-old Dwayne Manzanares of Pueblo standing with a gun in his waistband. Officers say he refused to comply with orders to take his hands off the gun before he was shot 11 times in the chest. His mother, Marianne Medina Trujillo, says DJ was distraught over his sick son and was not a threat to police.
I want justice for my son. His baby is 8 years old fighting leukemia right now, and he has no daddy. He has no daddy no more. I want justice. His hands were up, and I want these police to pay for what they've done.
His family says that Manzanares had traveled to be with his son undergoing cancer treatment at Children's Hospital Denver.
Colorado Springs police on the lookout for a pair of bank robbery suspects accused of holding up a bank in broad daylight. Police say the pair walked into the UMB Bank on East Cheyenne Mountain Boulevard and Highway 115 just before 12:30 yesterday afternoon, taking an undisclosed amount of cash. No weapons were used. Police have yet to provide a description of those suspects. One person was uninjured despite an apartment in northwest Colorado Springs being hit with multiple bullets. Police responded to the area of the 6500 block of Delmonico right around 5:30 last night on that shots fired call. One person was in the apartment that was hit. They were not injured. Police say the investigation is continuing this morning.
Arrest documents are revealing more details about a sexual assault charge leveled against the coach of Doherty High School girls basketball team. Police opened up the investigation into 31-year-old George Pollard after the victim's mother reportedly found text messages and photos from Pollard on her daughter's phone. The victim told police that she began a relationship with Pollard after he coached her in one-on-one workouts. Pollard has since been charged with sex assault on a child by a person in a position of trust. A teenager accused of strangling her newborn baby in Yoder was back in court yesterday. 19-year-old Amy Grace Carr appeared on video, seeming visibly nervous, swaying from side to side throughout the duration of her hearing. She faces a first-degree murder charge. Her parents found her newborn baby girl partially buried on their property back in January, according to documents. They said they didn't know that their daughter had even been pregnant. Court documents show that it was an unwanted pregnancy. Carr is accused of strangling the baby before burying her.
Mainly sunny skies and record-breaking heat possible once again on your Wednesday afternoon. Look for a hot high of 96 degrees for Colorado Springs, 102 in the Pueblo area. Isolated showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon and into the evening. Hot once again on Thursday with highs in the mid-90s for Colorado Springs and the low 100s around Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.